You're listening to Around It About Chattanooga. I'm Michael Edward Miller. 3 years ago, Jennifer Holder and Shawanda Mason Moore had $100 and a dream of bringing people together across the city. Their idea was slow to catch on at first, but as they told WUTC's Richard Winham, now 3 years later, it's grown way beyond anything they could have imagined.
Jennifer Holder and Shawanda Mason Moore both have full-time careers. Jennifer is an events planner at Chattanooga Neighborhood Enterprise. Shawanda is a freelance communications consultant. So it wasn't as if they needed something else to do with their time. And yet 3 years ago, they started what was then called Chattanoggin. It was a simple idea, bring people together to learn something. They were open to anything, which made it a little difficult at first getting people to grasp the idea. But once it caught on, oh, did it catch on. 3 years later, and with a new name, The Chattery, they have now organized 150 classes on every imaginable topic in spaces all over the city.
We've had crazy ideas pitched to us, and we've said, sure, why not? Let's try it. And stuff that we aren't really clear of or don't know a lot about. And that's the point, is for us to both learn and grow as individuals, but also to help Chattanooga grow together.
It's very much a 21st century concept. It's hard to imagine something like this before the advent of the internet and social media. They set up a website and invited suggestions, both from people wanting to learn something and people wanting to share their knowledge and passion.
So we have on our website specifically, if you want to teach something or if you want to learn something, please tell us. So we've had people who teach things who have either just moved to Chattanooga and are looking for a place to plug in and taught things in the community that they lived in before, coming to us to teach classes. We've also had people who have always wanted to learn something that they've never learned from their grandmother, for instance, contact us and say, I want to learn how to sew. And so, you know, we've been trying to put classes together around those subjects. But most recently, I think a fun, odd class was Introduction to Pipe Smoking.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And neither one of us smoke pipes. So I was kind of a little apprehensive. But like Jennifer said, we'll try it. And I mean, we had a really great turnout.
I actually approached them and asked them if they wanted me to host a class for them about an introductory to pipe smoking.
This is Sean Phipps. Like so many other people who have responded to the invitation on the Chattery website, he just wanted to share his passion.
And only because I drive around sometimes and I'm smoking a corncob pipe or I've got one of my briar pipes and people are like, oh, that's cool. My grandfather used to do that. I've always wanted to know how to do that. And I thought, well, it's easy. I could teach you, but you need to give me an hour. I mean, that's what it takes. It takes an hour to learn how to properly load a pipe and pick out a tobacco that won't burn your tongue and really enjoy the experience. And that's kind of what I tried to make sure that the people who attended my class understood, was that it's more about the ritual. It's more about the forced relaxation of pipe smoking than it is as a vehicle for nicotine, which is what it's not. The point of smoking a cigar and the point of smoking pipe tobacco out of a pipe is not to get that nicotine high. It's not about that at all. It's about tasting the blend of tobacco that a master blender, be it a cigar or someone who has taken the time and blended Virginias with Burleys and you know, a little bit of Cuban cigar leaf, someone who has taken this blend and made it into something really special, not unlike the way you blend wine and you get those flavors out of wine. The point is to be able to taste that tobacco. So when you get oranges and lemons from Virginia and, you know, deep, rich chocolate flavors from Burley, smokiness from Latakia blends. I mean, there's really, the world is out there in terms of pipe tobacco flavors.
Some of our teachers, I mean, our origami teacher is a chemical engineer. Like, some of our teachers just have an interest in something and are really good at it and great at teaching. So we're always open to anything.
Eight people showed up for Sean Phipps' class on pipe smoking at a tobacco store downtown. A number of people since have said they'd have liked to attend the class also. So Sean is now saying he'd be open to another class, introducing others to his love for a pipe full of tobacco.
I like the ritual of selecting a tobacco and filling the pipe and doing all those things, the char light to get it started and then waiting a second for it to go out and then tamping it down and then finally getting the good light and then relaxing. I mean, it takes, you know, five minutes sometimes to get the pipe going. And I like that aspect of it, but I can see how someone who tried that without any expertise, without someone over them saying, hey, do it this way, I can see how that would be a major turnoff, just that they didn't want, you know, why would I bother with that? This is so much of a hassle.
Really, it's very much a 21st century kind of idea, isn't it? Because you operate much like the social media operate, right? It's that you basically provide a forum and then bring people together.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, we provide the audience.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's.
So how do you brand the chattery then? What is the chattery exactly? How do you define it to people who ask you, what is it?
I like to say that we are a community or a collective, as Jennifer said. We've worked with several teachers several times to teach a variety of classes, and so we're sort of building a learning community here in Chattanooga. Not to say that people didn't learn in Chattanooga previously, but we really wanted to target adults who are looking for something to do after work. And there's a lot of things to do for children, you know, play dates, but adults need play dates too. And why not learn at the same time? So essentially, we're a nonprofit that is building a learning community in our own community. And we make sure to ask the community, what do you want to learn? What do you want to teach? And we build up small businesses.
How do you ask the community? How does that work?
I mean, honestly, it's using the social media platform. Okay. Yeah, we do it in our classes too, but a lot of it is on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook. Like, hey, Chattanooga, what do you want to learn? What do you want to teach? And we'll get responses, or someone will email us and say, I really want to learn about, you know, resume writing or whatever it is. And we take it and try to find someone to teach it.
And our mission is broad. I mean, it's enhancing the community through learning, right, essentially, is what it is. So whatever that means. But
yeah. What does that mean exactly?
So that means
where's the focus on the learning or the community, or it's sort of about equal, right?
Right. So we're trying to enhance the community by bringing learning opportunities. So
right. You're as interested as bringing people together as you are in teaching them something.
Exactly.
Right. And making it easy. And affordable too. I mean, we have some classes that are free. Some, the cost increase just based on supplies, but for the most part, we try to make sure that everyone, no matter your socioeconomic background, that you can attend a chattery event at some point. So,
and we partner with, and this is where the mission is broad, but also centered around learning and building community. We partnered with Society of Work last year and did a year-long event called Cinematics, where we showed documentaries and then we talked about with a panel afterwards how to apply them locally. And we're hoping to restart that in the next few months. But that was great because it was free. There was free food. We brought people of all types, all backgrounds, to one place, and we were able to have some really great discussions about things that Chattanooga needs to do to continue to grow.
Yes.
We've gotten a lot of questions of why we don't do classes online. And at this time, we don't. Maybe one day we will. There is Skillshare, which is similar. But the biggest reason is because you can't build community on the internet. You can't.
Right.
You can try. But I think a lot of times people hide behind their keyboards. And when we force you to come in person and sit next to someone that maybe you would have never sat next to before or never met before, it creates a bond. And I think that learning in general can make you a better person,
yep,
and more empathetic and more understanding. And I think it's definitely needed right now. So I think that's really important.
Yeah.
Do you have a website?
Have a website. It's thechattery.org. And on it, it's got all of our upcoming classes and events. And then it also has options for if you want to learn a class or if you want to teach a class, you just fill out the form. We get forms almost daily, requests for classes or someone saying, hey, I could teach this or I could teach that. Mm-hmm. And it's been great. That's really how we've gotten people to contact us.
And I think, like Jennifer said, it's been great to see the friendships that have blossomed from, you know, strangers just coming and attending a chattery class. When I moved here to Chattanooga, I was turning 30. And at 30, it's like that weird age where how do you make friends? You've already graduated college. You've already had your first job. And so when I met Jennifer and we went and started the chattery, we met other people, you know, who are now we consider our friends. And I think it's funny. I look at a picture from our very first class that we did, which was a terrarium class, and there's a photo of a young lady and Floss who we're now friends with. She's led our strategic planning. So it was just, you know, 3 years later, we didn't know that we would be friends with this person, and she was at our very first class. And
we didn't know her at all.
Yeah,
I think she came because of I have no idea. Someone else. I don't know. We should ask her. But yeah, we didn't know her at all. And it's so funny. She's become the stock photo for the Chattery now. So it's great. She's appreciative.
The Chattery began essentially as an ideal. They borrowed $100 from Jennifer's parents without having any clear idea of how to proceed.
$100 in a dream. And I don't even think we ever spent it. I think I just put it, I think I'm pretty sure I used it to start a bank account.
Yeah.
So we actually were under the community foundation for the first year. And then when we came out, we used SCORE to become a nonprofit. So the first year was under community foundation. We were just a fund. We didn't get any funding from them. They just helped nonprofits start out. They have over 300 funds. And then SCORE helped us. For the past 2 years, we've been an independent nonprofit.
My dream has always been that the Chattery isn't only, you know, a nonprofit that provides fun classes, but that it's a space where people can come to also learn and grow. And part of that is happening soon. But yeah, that's my dream, is that we continue to, you know, put together really fun classes and build a community. But people associate the Chattery with the space that they can go to and know that they can come out a better person because they've learned something new, whether it's a hobby or a new, I can't think of a word, but, you know.
Well, a new skill?
A new skill.
A new interest?
Yeah.
We want to be the learning hub for Chattanooga. Mm. We want to be, and not just us, you know, we want to partner with other places like Chattanooga School of Language and other things, that it could be almost a one-stop shop of you can come and you can learn all kinds of stuff under one building.
So after 3 years of a pretty nomadic existence, using a local coffee shop as a base, that dream of a building that will function as at least a hub for all their classes is about to become a reality, they say. They've also scheduled a week-long adulting camp, as they call it. All next week, they'll be offering classes in what they see as essential skills.
There are certain things that as 20, 30, and 40-somethings, we should probably know how to do, but a lot of us don't. So Jennifer and I fall into that category. And so we thought, why not just, you know, host a series of classes where people can learn basic adulting skills. So like Jennifer said, we're going to focus on the first night's going to be finance, and that includes estate planning, which I'm 34 and that's not something that I really think about, but we should. So we'll have an attorney and a financial expert on hand to sort of take us down the financial road. And each night we'll have a different camp theme. So that night we'll have s'mores, because that's what you think of when the one time I went camping, which was disastrous, by the way. But we'll save that for another conversation.
We're going to end that evening with laughter yoga, because finances are stressful. And so we decided a good 10 minutes of laughter yoga to end the evening and have everybody leave on a positive note.
Tuesday is
cook it real good. So it's we're going to be cooking, learning how to cook with Amanda Varnell of Dish to Pass over in Dish to Pass, and that's going to be great. It's going to be the basics of cooking. It's just going to be anything that you don't know how to do, how to make eggs. I think that's a theme that we keep saying.
That's what I keep saying. I feel like that's the basic of basic cooking, right? Is knowing how to like cook an egg properly. I don't know if you like it.
Ladies, you don't know how to cook an egg?
Well, I do.
Oh, I do too.
We do.
I'm really good.
I'm glad to hear
that. But sometimes our partners do not know how to, such as my boyfriend.
And Wednesday is our stress management class. I mean, I think as adults especially, there's lots of things happening in the world and you can get stressed out, whether it's career stress or whatever. And so we're going to have some folks on hand to help us figure out how to manage it.
We're going to have a meditation session after the stress management. So the stress management discussion and how to manage it, as Shawna said, and then ending that one with meditation, which is a great stress reliever. And the theme for that night is a luau.
And then Thursday night, we are doing a panel on all things related to career. So, you know, how do you get noticed in the stack of resumes? How do you know when it's time to leave a job? Just all the things that we struggle with as, you know, 30-somethings, 20s, or, you know, whatever. And that theme, oh my gosh.
It's an ice cream social.
Oh, yeah,
social.
It's an ice cream social.
How could you forget?
Yeah, I know. My favorite one. I'm so excited.
We're going to eat ice cream.
It's a fact, I think, that you can't be unhappy when you eat ice cream. Mm-hmm. So ice cream social. And then we're closing out the week at local restaurant, The Daily Ration. We're doing a happy hour, and all of the people who come can take away a little sheet on how to make certain classic cocktails that all adults should know, like a margarita or a martini. So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
If you'd like to know more details on everything the Chattery has to offer, are on their website, thechattery.org. For WUTC's Around and About Chattanooga, I'm Richard Winham.